say so many things last night that were absolutely connecting to the priestly message of today.
但是这三股绳子并不是单独的分开的。昨天我听到 Bob 的信息很多，就是很多的事情都是互相连接的。
And then I'll continue this message this afternoon, I think at the 2:30 session.
今天下午两点半他会继续那个祭司祷告的信息。
And in some sense, we've allotted that afternoon session to be specifically focused on worship leaders, singers, musicians, and intercessors, but it really will apply to everyone here. And so, as far as I understand, all are very welcome to that.
那今天下午呢，重点是在敬拜，敬拜和代祷，还有歌手。可是他相信所有的人都可以从中受益，所以每个人都欢迎来到这里。
This afternoon is not really going to be a workshop where we actually practice songs on the piano. There is a teaching that has to come forth, and I believe it will really apply to everyone, whether you're a musician or not, because we're all priests before the Lord.
Something is a workshop?
Not today. Not really a workshop. I feel the Lord more wants, he just needs more teaching, and there's so few slots of time.
所以下午呢，不是就是好像敬拜团队在这里实际的操作，而是更多的是有一些教导。那么他感受神要让他释放更多的教导。
So before I begin, and I want to get into the word very quickly, but before I begin, I just want to share one quick business thing.
那在他开始之前，他想要很快的来有一些宣布通知。
It's not even business because this is free, but.I'm just calling
yeah, 甚至不是这个商务上的，没有金钱的，因为这个是免费的。
The Lord asked me to write a document called Building the House of Prayer.
那主让他委托他写一本书，一本册子，叫做《建立祷告的殿》。
It's not a book that I wrote. It's a document where I put together all the best.Messages from houses of prayer that are successfully operating 24/7.
这实际上不是他写的书，而是他编辑成的，就是把祷告堪萨斯的祷告之家、国际祷告之家里面最好的精华部分，他集中在一起，告诉我们怎么样来建立祷告的殿。
Parts of it I wrote, but most of it I took from what's called IHOPs, International Houses of Prayer, especially from Mike Bickle.Who has been the father in so many ways of rebuilding the tabernacle of David in this last generation?
那么他写了这个中间的一小部分，其他大部分都是从国际祷告之家的教导来的。最主要的是 Mike Bickle 是好像是国际祷告重建大卫祷告大卫的帐幕的这样一个重建大卫帐幕之父。
And because all of this information is available for free on the internet with no copyright laws, I have been able to take freely and give freely all of this teaching.
因为所有国际祷告之家的这些材料都是免费的，就是都在网上，所以都可以看到，所以他也是白白的得来，白白的给去。
And so my original document is 80 pages long in English.That I'm just giving electronically to all the cities and countries that I go to minister now.
那他现在编辑的这本册子呢，是英文，是80页，所以他不论到哪里，他都会免费的，就是是电子的，就是文件，所以他都会无论是到哪一个城市、哪一个国家，都可以免费的拿到。
But for this church and what will probably extend to the whole Chinese bride that you guys will influence, I was asked to make a shorter version of the most critical points in a smaller document that could be translated into Chinese.
因为但是对于我们教会来说，因为它会扩展到整个的更多的中国的教会，所以呢，就是写了一本简洁本。
So Sister Melissa has printed a number of these short with Chinese versions that are available right now for leadership, but she said that anyone who wants one to request of her or pastors, and it will be made available, I believe free of charge or possibly only printing cost, but that's very basically free.
那 Melissa 她现在已经就是印出来了几本册子是给领袖的，她说可是 相信就是说如果任何人有需要的话可以跟他要或者是免费或者是很就是一个 印刷的费用。
So I'm just letting you know that's available.
所以就是想告诉大家这个册子是可以免费的给大家的。
Okay, I'd like to get into the word of the Lord now.
好，所以现在我们来学习神的话语。
Abba, I ask that your spirit would come mightily to confirm and strengthen this word.
父啊，我们请求你的圣灵来坚固我们，印证我们的话语。
Abba, I ask that a spirit of radical holiness and the fear of the Lord would fall upon every heart who hears these words from your scripture.
天父，我们请求你的圣灵，特别是敬畏神的灵和非常的圣洁的灵降临每个人的心里。
And I pray that a sweet fragrance of priestly incense will rise up from this house and spread like a cloud over this city to keep an open heaven over it.
我们请求，那祷告的祭司祷告的香气从这个祷告之殿升上来，升到整个城市的上空。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 8.
现在我们看启示录五章八节。
We'll be reading a lot of scriptures very quickly.
我们会很快地读一些经文。
Now, when the Lamb had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他既拿了书卷四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。
Just before the Lamb of God takes the scroll from the hand of his father, the title deed of the earth, they are holding bowls of prayer in their arms and harps of worship.
在羔羊拿书卷之前这些长老就已经拿着香炉了。
The harps represent prophetic worship, and the bowls represent the prayers and the intercession of the saints through the ages.
琴是代表着先知性的敬拜，香炉是代表圣徒的祷告，升到神的。
Four living creatures worship around the throne 24/7, and the 24 elders pray and intercede. 24/7.
四活物七天二十四小时不住的敬拜，二十四位长老就是俯伏祷告，七天二十四小时不断的祷告。
And you remember Bob last night said that the family in heaven and the family on earth are one family.
记得昨天 Bob 讲的信息里面提到，天上的教会和地上的教会是一个教会，是一个家。
Paul even writes this to Colossians. He says, I bow my knee before the Father, in whom the whole family of God in heaven and on earth is named.
使徒保罗甚至提到，在写给哥罗西，信徒的教会的信中提到，我在父面前屈膝，就是天上地下的各家都从他得名。
And they don't pour out those bowls of prayers yet in chapter 5.
他们还没有把这个香炉拿出来，那个时候。
First, they have to urge the Lamb to break the seals and release the end-time protocol and judgments upon the earth.
首先，他们必须来催促、促请羔羊打开印章来施行审判。
We won't teach on all that happens right now when he breaks the seals, but let's flip to Revelation 8, verses 3 to 5.
那我们先看启示录八章五节。
In chapter 8, many of the judgments have already started, but they're like birth pains until chapter 8, verse 3.
启示录八章里面许多的审判已经开始了，可是好像是生产之痛的开始。
The breaking of the first six seals are like a woman in labor. They're not the end time wrath of God. They're what Jesus called the beginning of birth pains.
打开七印的话是只是生产之痛的开始，还不是神的愤怒倾倒出来。
The things like tsunamis and earthquakes that Bob has seen in visions and so many other prophets, those are the beginning of sorrows, you could call it.
Bob 提到的所有的像这些地震或者是海啸，这只是灾难的开始。
But as you see in 8 verses 3 to 5, let's just read it.
那我们看八章三到五节。
Then another angel having a golden censer,
有另外一个天使拿着金香炉
came and stood at the altar.
来站在祭坛旁边。
He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from God's altar. And what did he do? He poured it out upon the earth.
所以有许多的香赐给这位天使，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷，从天使的手中一同升到神面前。天使拿着香炉，盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上。
And you see that a storm erupts in heaven and on the earth with noise and lightning and thunder and earthquake.
所以我们就看到有雷轰大声、闪电、地震，所有的这些声音在天上就伴随着它。
So you see the protocol of the end times is that the prayers of the saints are filling up a golden bowl in heaven, and when they are poured out upon the earth, his end time judgments are released.
所以我们看到天上的这样的一个议程，就是首先是香炉里面的香要盛满，然后再倾倒在地上，释放神的审判。
In tomorrow's message that I will bring, I will cover the justice that is released when the bowls are poured out, and how that will bring about the return of the Lord.
所以明天我的信息会讲到，怎么样这个，怎么样。谈神的公义怎么样会释放到地上，怎么样来把这个香炉盛满。
But the Lord laid on my heart this morning that I must speak about the priesthood and the incense.
但是今天神放在他心里面的负担是要来讲，祭司和香。
You know, what we call the Old and the New Testament.Is one complete revelation, and they say the same things from Genesis to Revelation.
我们知道旧约和新约是一本书，他们说的是同样的事情。整本书从启示，从创世纪到启示录是讲的同一个信息。
Without understanding the customs and the holy offerings of the Old Testament priesthood.The words of Revelation do not really make sense.
如果不了解旧约祭司的运行，就那在启示录里面的这些信息很多对我们来说就没有意义。
Remember last night, Bob, he showed us a chart. We couldn't see it from our seat, but he said that all the plagues in the book of Revelation are parallel to the plagues of Exodus when God delivered his people.
昨天 Bob 就提到，就有那么样一个表格，在他的书里面，就是出埃及记的十灾和创世和启示录里面的这些灾是互相平行对应的。
The trumpet judgments in Revelation are very, very close to the ten plagues. You can just map them out together.
七号的审判和出埃及记的十灾是。非常的相近，有的时候你甚至不能够分辨他们的区别。
Israel was the bride enslaved by an antichrist called Pharaoh.
以色列是神的心腹，但是被法老，也是敌基督的一个代表来奴役。
The bride wasn't free to go and worship her beloved in the wilderness.
这个心腹他不能够进到旷野里面去敬拜神。
Why does Song of Solomon say, "Who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?"
所以雅各的书中提到说，这从旷野里面靠着良人上来的是谁
？That has two fulfillments in history. Those words of Solomon.
雅各书里的这一段话在历史上有两个印证。
that bride coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved. And on the first level, it's Israel coming up from the desert to worship the Lord in the holy place he will show them.
那第一个应验就是以色列人靠着神 出了埃及，出了旷野。
She came out of the desert after 40 years of wandering.
她在旷野里面漂流了40年，然后从旷野上来。
But like all prophecy, it has a more ultimate fulfillment in the last days as the bride of Yeshua comes out of the persecution of the tribulation, leaning on her beloved and coming into her wedding day.
但是最终 最大的一个、应验都是说耶稣基督的心腹教会从灾难从试炼之中、出来靠着他的良人胜过这些试炼。
So let's get a tiny bit of background on the incense that the Levitical priests offered so we can connect it to what does that have to do with us now.
所以我们现在先来看一下立位祭，了解一下祭司的运行，然后我们才能够了解、新约里面所要发生的事情。
Leviticus 16 and verse 12.
立位祭十六章十二节。
So in Leviticus 16:12 it says, Then he, that's the high priest Aaron, then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before Yehovah the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense, beaten finely, and bring it inside the curtain, and he shall put that incense on the fire before the Lord, and a cloud of incense will cover the mercy seat.And that is on the ark of the testimony, so he will not die.
利未记十六章十二节说到亚伦拿香炉从耶和华面前的坛上盛满火炭，又拿一捧捣细的香料，都带入幔子内，在耶和华面前把香放在火上，使香的烟云遮掩法柜上的施恩座，免得他死亡。
A censer was a special golden bowl that Moses was commanded to create to hold coals of fire from God's altar.
香炉就是摩西从神那里得着命令来做制作的一个金的碗、里面是放着这个火炭可以把香放在其上的。
It wasn't shaped exactly like an ordinary bowl. It had a curving shape that was more elegant, but it really was just a golden bowl to hold fire.
那它当然不是，它的形状不像是一个普通的碗，就是它有可能更多的曲线，看起来更美。可是它实际上就是一个碗，里面盛着火炭。
And notice that these verses say the sense and a threshold that must be reached for him to show the cloud of mercy upon a people or an earth or a region.
所以我们看到说神他有一个尺度，有一个丈量，需要我们来达到，然后他才能够显示他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
That's why the angels of God walk to and fro among the earth, searching for hearts of prayer to fill up the bowls, so the threshold will be reached, and God will not have to show wrath.
所以这也是为什么神的使者在地上走来走去，来寻找祷告的人，祷告的香，让这个香炉来盛满，使神的愤怒不至于倾倒下来。
You see, there's a cup of wrath mentioned in the Bible, and there's a cup of prayers and incense.
我们看到这里有两个碗，一个碗是神的愤怒，一个碗是香圣徒的祷告。
The cup of wrath over a nation is really, really big, and it takes hundreds of years to fill it up to the brim.
那神的愤怒一直在加添，在加添，因为几百年人类的罪恶一直在累积。
There are many scriptures that say this, but I won't take the time to teach on that now.
那圣经里面有很多地方提到，可是我在这里面不会详细的来讲。
But what is the role of the priesthood in ancient Israel?
可是祭司在以色列在古代以色列祭司的职责是什么呢？
The Levites and the priests are set apart from the general population to stand and minister and comfort the Lord's heart and bless his heart.
利未人是被分别出来，从以色列人中分别出来，站立在耶和华面前来侍奉他，来称颂他。
There are so many verses that explain that the Lord desires a priesthood people to stand before him and give him what he deserves. It actually moves his heart.
圣经里面有很多地方提到神其实心里面他来渴慕有这样的人站立在他的面前使他的心得满足给他所应得的。
In the Old Testament, he set up the pattern.
在旧约里面他设定了这样的一个模式。
First, he separated out one tribe of Israel from among the 12 tribes, and he pulled out Levi.
那在十二个支派中他专门设立出来这样一个支派也就是利未支派。
And he said, Levi, you will not have a normal workaday job, and you will not have an inheritance in this nation.
他说利未你在这个以色列中不没有专门的基业你也没有一个普通的工作。
Ouch, that's not what you want to hear.
哦你可能不想听到这个。
Okay, that's a hard word. I'm going to be your inheritance, Levi. You will not have land or property or a salary. I am your inheritance, says the Lord.
耶和华对利未支派说你在这产你不会在以色列中得基业因为我就是你的基业。
So is that an honor or a sacrifice?
你们觉得这个是一个牺牲呢还是一个殊荣呢
Yes. Sure, it's both.
是两样都是。
Levi didn't ask for that, but God chose them, and they were pulled apart to full-time serve in his sanctuary in many, many roles.
并不是利未选择这样做，而是耶和华神选择了他，把他分别出来。
So does that mean they went hungry and their children didn't eat?
是不是说那他们就经常饥饿，他们的孩子也没有吃的呢？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
Their Father in heaven set up a system by which the very people they were blessing would bring them food and sustenance.
他们天上的父设立了这样一个制度，就是他们所祝福的这些人会把他们所需要的供应给他们。
So the farmer would bring a tenth of their grain, and a tenth of their pomegranates, and a tenth of their raisins, and meat, and give it to the Levites.
所以农夫会把他们所得的十分之一，十分之一的谷物，十分之一的石榴，肉，各样的供应来给利未人。
But out of all the Levites, God separated out a smaller, even more holy company.
可是从利未支派中，神又设立了更少的一部分，将更少的一部分人分别出来。
Do you know, notice all through the Bible, God is always narrowing down a population to a remnant ever smaller?
你们有没有留意到在整个圣经里面神总是在不断的拣选使这个所余剩的人数越来越少。
We see this principle in the seed that would give birth to Yeshua. The lineage of takingThis group, and then narrower line, and then a family line, and the tribe of Judah, and then David, and down to one clan that would give birth to the holy seed of the Messiah.
Yeah, 所以我们在圣经里面看到，就是说，从耶稣的族谱里面，就是从这么多的人里面，一个越来越专门的提到，最后从这一个支派里面选择出，就是给使耶稣主耶稣诞生在。这样一个家庭
And so he separated out one family to be the priests, which were much holier than the Levites.
所以他从利未人里面专门又设立出更少的一个族群作为祭司。
The priests actually had to enter the holy place in the tabernacle and offer the blood of animals.And burn incense right before the Ark of the Covenant.
祭司要进入圣所来献上祭牲，并且点上香炉。
The honor was much higher.
他们的荣耀更加尊荣更高。
But the sacrifice was much greater.
牺牲也更大。
Because for them, it wasn't just a matter of hoping that the people were generous enough to give the amount the Lord required.
因为就是单单希望，就是说这些人他们会很大方的给出来神所要求他们给的份额。
It wasn't just them saying, I hope someone brings us 10% of their bread today.
对他们来说并不是只是希望说、哦、我希望他们今天会把他们的十一奉献带来。
It was, if I am impure in this incense offering, I will be struck dead in the Holy of Holies, and they will drag me out by a rope around my ankles.
因为他们所面对的是说，如果我今天 不圣洁，犯了罪，那我今天在圣所就会被神击杀。
Oh, you see, the greater the consecration, the higher the risk, and the higher the accountability.
所以你看到他所承担的责任，他付的代价更高，风险更大，那么他的职责也更高。
If you want to be saved but live in the outer courts, you can get away with a lot more than if you want to be a priest before the Lord.
所以如果你只是想单单得救，住在外院而已，那你可能看起来好像得到的是，比这个祭司所要得到的多。
But Peter says that the born again church, the believers, are a royal holy priesthood.
可是彼得说到，我们教会是君尊的祭司。
And Paul tells us in Corinthians that our priesthood is holier and of a higher accountability than the ones I just told you about that got struck dead.
而且保罗说到，那我们作为新约的教会，作为祭司，是比旧约里面的祭司更加圣洁的。
But you see, you can be saved, but not be in the Holy of Holies.But not be a consecrated remnant priesthood.
所以我们看到，我们有可能是得救，但是并没有进入到至圣所，成为祭司。
If you picture an onion,
如果我们想象一下这个洋葱。
Now the onion has an outer skin that's dirty.
洋葱的外皮比较脏。
So picture getting saved being like.Merely peeling off that thin paper outer dirty part.
所以想象一下，单单仅仅得救，就是刚刚把最外层那层薄薄的、很脏的那个外衣剥掉。
So you've come under the blood of the Lamb. You've come under the atonement of Yeshua. You've peeled off that filthy first layer, and you're saved.
所以靠着羔羊的宝血，靠着耶稣，我们就是把那层外衣剥掉了。
If you walk in the level of your salvation and keep it, you will be in the outer courts of heaven forever, and you'll be really happy.
如果你持守住这个得救，那你会得救，会进入到天堂的外院。
Just like Israel was God's bride, even the regular people that lived in the outer courts and could never go anywhere near the ark.They were still God's people. They were His bride, and He loved them.
就好像就以色列人一样，他们也是神的心腹。可是很多人，大部分人都是只能进到外院里面。他们也是神的子民，他们是神的心腹。
But they didn't see God face to face like Moses did. They were so afraid of God, and they wanted Him to stay away. They said, "Moses, you talk to Him. We'll just hear it from you." Cover your face, Moses. You're shining too brightly.
可是他们不能够与神有面对面的关系。他们甚至对像摩西一样，他们甚至对摩西说：“摩西，你去跟神说话。我们害怕神，我们不要跟他讲。”
We can be as close to Jehovah God as we choose to be in this life.
我们是我们自己可以选择，我们可以多靠近神，在这个。在现在的这个生命之中，我们就可以做出这个选择。
We can be barely saved, and we can live in the outer court, and never really get to know Him.
我们可以选择，就是刚刚得救，住在外院，不是真的认识神。
Now, even in that position, we cannot get away with sin. That is not being saved.
即使住在就处在那样的一个状态，我们也还不能够完全的脱离罪。
Even those in the outer court are required to live a high standard of righteousness. So don't misunderstand me.
Yeah. 对不起，刚才翻错了。
Sorry.
那个就是说，即使住在外院，我们也是需要来脱离罪。不要搞错了，这是对于住在外到外院的子民来说，他们的生活的标准也是更高的。
See, there's a difference between our sin nature causing us to stumble from time to time and repenting, and God wiping it away 1,000 times. That's normal Christianity.
所以正常的基督徒生活就是说，当我们是有的时候软弱、跌倒、犯罪的话，那要靠着羔羊的宝血来又把我们。当我们悔改之后，羔羊的宝血又来涂抹我们的罪。
John says, if anyone says he's not a sinner, he's a liar.
就像使徒约翰说到，如果有人说他没有犯罪，那他就是说谎的。
None of us are perfect yet, and so we do sin, but we are responsible to run to the foot of the cross and repent quickly, and make a decision that, to the best of our ability, we'll try not to let that happen again.
我们仍然会犯罪，但是我们需要很快的来到耶稣的面前来悔改，而且尽量就不犯罪。
All the saved are like that.
所有得救的人都是这个样子。
But presumptuous, deliberate, ongoing sin, Hebrews tells us there is no atonement for that. There's no sacrifice anymore if it's deliberate.Ongoing secret sin.
可是希伯来书告诉我们说，如果有人故意犯罪，就是持续故意的犯罪，就没有拯救，没有救赎。
So anyone that likes their sin so much, they won't even beg the Lord to take it away, and they won't repent. They're not in the outer court of the saved. They're on the road to hell that Bob saw last night.
如果有人是故意犯罪，他都不需要祷告说神把这个罪拿走，因为没有这个救赎。那么他们不是站在外院，而是就是通向地狱之门的路上。
We don't have to be perfect, but we have to hate our sin.
我们不是需要说，我们不需要完全，可是我们必须恨恶我们的罪。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so.The new covenant believers have the option, you could call it, of choosing to walk that higher honor, more consecrated life, but recognizing that the cost and the accountability is much higher too.
那作为新约的信徒来说，我们有这样的一个选择，就是说可以更靠近神，选择更圣洁的生活，也担当更高的责任。
God is looking for a people who will consecrate themselves and live under the holy, requirements of a priesthood within our cultural boundaries.
所以神他在盼望，他渴慕看到有一群人，他们愿意过更圣洁的生活，愿意付上代价来。
So the incense, you see, there was a recipe in the Old Testament for the priestly oil that was used to anoint the head of the high priest. They were anointed with a fragrant oil, and there was a different recipe for the powders that were ground up to make the incense that was burned and made that cloud of mercy.
所以在旧约里面有两种香料，他们的制作方式是不一样的。一种是倾倒在这个头上的膏油，那另外一种是添加在香炉里的香料。
Okay, let's look at a couple scriptures to understand the incense.
那我们来看一下这个经文里面提到的这个香料。
Look at Song of Solomon.
雅歌。
Chapter 1 and verse 3.
雅歌一章三节
Because of the fragrance of your costly perfumes, your name is incense poured out.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
The bride is telling the Lord Yeshua that your name releases a fragrance that is like the incense of the priesthood.
心腹在告诉耶稣，主耶稣说：“你的名就好像是香，是那个祭司的香料的馨香。”
Then in verse 12, the bride says, "While the king was at his table, my spikenard, that's a costly perfume, my nard poured forth its fragrance and filled the whole room.
然后在之下的十二节，心腹说到，王正坐席的时候，我的纳达香膏发出香味。纳达香膏是一种非常昂贵的香料。
And then the bride says, my beloved is like a sachet of myrrh lying between my breasts all night.
我以我的良人为一袋墨药，藏在我的怀中。
You see, in the old days, wealthy women would make these little packets of powdered myrrh, and they would sleep with them on their chest so that the fragrance would kind of like get under their skin, and it would stay with them for days.
所以在古代的时候，那个比较尊贵的妇女，他们会比较富裕的人，他们会把这个一袋墨药。放在自己的怀中睡觉，那么让这个香味呢进入自己的皮肤。
And sometimes the wealthy women would wear a necklace with myrrh around it, and so she would just have this fragrance that would really fill up a place.
所以还有的时候，这些富裕的妇女呢，她们会佩戴香料的项链，让这个香味整个的浸透这个房间。
So she says, "My beloved."Is like a bundle of myrrh that it's just fragrancing my chest all night long. Even when I'm asleep, my beloved is with me, giving off his good ointments.
所以这里面心腹就是提到说，我的良人就好像是一袋墨药，在晚上在我睡觉的时候，他仍然那个香味一直在浸透我的整个人，让我有这个香气。
You know, the Lord Yeshua really has a fragrance.And sometimes our spiritual senses are opened that in this world we can smell the fragrance of Yeshua.
你们知道主耶稣他确实是有香味的。那如果当我们的这个灵被打开的话，我们有的时候会闻到耶稣的香味。
I want to give you an example in my own life.
我想要给你们我自己生命中的一个经历。
I travel a lot and I fly very, very long, difficult, tight international flights.
那么他经常的旅行，经常坐在这个比较拥挤的飞机座位上。
I don't fly first class.
他不是坐头等舱。
So one time I was coming back from India, and I had been flying. I was on my way back to America, and I had to stop in Germany on the way back.
那有一次他从印度飞回美国，那么在中间呢是要途经德国。
So by the time I got to Germany, I had already been traveling 24 hours.
他到德国的时候已经旅行了二十多个小时了。
Now I'm just going to say this is just a personal thing in my life. When I was a little bit younger, I used to wear perfume.
他说这是他自己的喜欢。那他年轻的时候，他经常会用香水。
There was only one perfume in the whole world that I loved, and I only bought that one fragrance, and it was French, and it was.When I put it on, it was just the most beautiful thing I've ever smelled.
那么他只用一种香水的品牌是法国制作的，他觉得那个香味非常的好。
But over the years, for some reason, I'm not saying it's wrong to wear perfume. I'm not making a doctrinal statement here.
他也不是说用香水不好哈，这个他没有这个意思。
I'm just saying that in my life, I gradually started to feel.That the Lord would be happier if I did not put on that French perfume.
他只是说，在他的生命中，他逐渐的感觉到，就是说，如果他不用香水的话，主耶稣会更欢喜。
I really loved it, and it was a little bit of a sacrifice for me to just make a final decision. I'm never wearing perfume again.
所以对他来说，这是一个牺牲，小小的牺牲，因为他真的非常喜欢用那个香水。那么他需要做一个决定，就是说以后不再用这个香水了。
I'm only telling you this because of the testimony I'm about to give you.
我对你们这么说，只是因为他下面要做的这个见证。
I'm not trying to lay any guilt trip on anyone that wears perfume because that's really a personal decision.
他不是想让任何就是用香水的人感到有一个负罪感。
But I had been traveling for 24 hours in dirty clothes, and I certainly didn't have any perfume on that night in Germany.
所以呢，他已经旅行了二十多个小时了。那么，在甚至很脏的地方，所以呢，他肯定身上是没有用香水的。
So we get to Frankfurt, and you know, you go through all these trains and tunnels to finally get to passport control to get ready to get ready for your next flight. You do all that.
那到机场之后，走过各样的通道，那么最后是总算到了要去的那个飞机的候车厅。
So finally, I get in the line for passport control, and there's like what looks like a young Middle Eastern man waiting to stamp the passports.
他是到那个护照检查的地方看到有一个中年的男子在那边准备要检查他的护照。
So you know, I wait my turn, and I get up to the front of the line, and I just take my passport, hand it to him, and all I did was smile.
那么他轮到他了，他就把护照递给他，他所做的就是向他微笑。
And I'm not exaggerating what I'm about to tell you.
而且我一点都没有夸张我下面所要告诉你们的事情。
I smiled at him. His eyes got really big with either fear or shock, and he stepped back and goes, "What is that perfume you're wearing?" Like that.
他说，那这个护照检查的人突然就是瞪着他，然后眼睛睁大，然后往后退，就说，你用的什么香水啊？
He said, "I've never smelled anything like that my whole life."
我一生都没有闻过这样的香味儿。
Now I knew it wasn't me.
我说我知道不是我。
Obviously, it wasn't me. I hadn't worn perfume in 10 years, and I was dirty.
肯定不是我，我十年都没有用香水了，而且我现在很脏。
And I didn't miss one second. I instantly said, "It's the fragrance of Jesus."
他说我一秒钟都没有耽搁，我马上说这是耶稣的香味儿。
And it was like the whole world stopped, and he didn't care that there was a line of people behind me.
好像整个世界都停顿了。那这个检查的人根本也不管，就说在只有后面还有很多排队等候检查的人。
And I said, "I promise you, I'm not wearing any perfume." I said, "The Lord Jesus is real and alive, and He has a fragrance, and He wants you to smell Him because He's here."
他说：“我对你说，我对可以发誓对你说，我绝对没有。”用任何的香水，这是耶稣基督的香气，他是活的，他现在就在这里。
I said, "Do you believe me that this is Jesus right here with you now?" And he said, "Yes."
他说：“你相信吗？现在在这里的是耶稣基督，而且他现在就与你同在。”然后那个检查的人说：“是的。”
I asked him his name, and of course, he was an Arab. He was an Arab. He had an Arab name.
哦，我就问他的名字。哦。这个人是一个阿拉伯人。
And I said, "Hamid, can I pray for you right now?"
所以只有说 Hamid 是这个人的名字，我现在能不能就现在就为你祷告
？And right there in the Frankfurt airport in passport control, he let me put my hand on his, and I said, "Lord, reveal yourself to Hamid and let him know that you are real."
所以就在法兰克福护照检查的地方，他按手在 Hamid。身上，然后说：“主啊，求你向哈密的显现你自己。”
Now I couldn't make the encounter really long, so I just said, "Do you feel him right now as I pray for you?" And he said, "Yes, I do."
因为他不能很长时间来为他来祷告，所以他就说：“你现在有没有感觉到主耶稣的同在？”然后哈密的说：“是的。”
And that encounter gave me the chance to witness to this other guy who was in the next phase of security, who hated the Jews.
这个见证就给他另外一个机会，向另外一个人，他是一个恨犹太人的人来做见证。
So when I got to him, he had overheard me talking about Jesus with that other guy.
当他到下面一个关口的时候，那个人已经听到他对哈密德所说的话了。
So he said to me, "Yeah, Jesus is cool, but they killed the Jews killed him."
哦，他说：“哦，是啊，耶稣很酷，可是犹太人杀了他。”
He had no idea who he was talking to.
他根本不知道他在跟谁说话。
So I said in a loud voice in Germany for the whole airport to hear. I said, "I'm a Jew and I love Jesus."
所以他用很大的声音来宣告说：“我是一个犹太人，可是我爱耶稣。”
And then he took a step back.
所以那个人他就也往后退了一步。
So the fragrance of Jesus opens up a world of opportunities.
所以耶稣基督的香气打开了很多机会之门。
Okay, now I have to move on.
所以现在我们继续。
You see, The fragrance of the incense, each ingredient carried a message of our walk with Yeshua.
我们可以知道，就是香料的每一种原料里面都有一个特殊的信息，告诉我们是怎么样与神同行。
You remember where she said, while the king was still at his table, my nard gave off its sweet fragrance and filled the whole banqueting table.
这里说到王正坐席的时候，我的纳达香膏发出香味，使整个房间都充满了香气。
Do you remember when the Lord Yeshua was sitting at a beautiful dinner given in his honor just a few days before his death?
在耶稣基督受难之前他坐在席上，有一个妇人带着香膏，使整个房间都充满了香气。
You see in the book of John, Gospel of John 12 and verses 1 to 3, you see one of these situations. John 12, 1 to 3.
约翰福音十二章一到三节。
You see the king was seated at a banqueting table, and a beautiful woman gave up a jar of pure nard.And poured it upon his feet.
当王正坐席的时候，有一位妇人带着她的纳达香膏来，膏抹耶稣。
Her name was Miriam, but we call her Mary of Bethany.
她的名字是米利安，按照旧约的名字是米利安可是我们叫她是伯大尼的玛利亚。
She was fulfilling that verse of Song of Solomon. While the king was at his table, the fragrance of my nard filled the whole room.
所以他就是在印证雅歌书中的那一节经文。王正坐席的时候，我的纳达香膏发出香味。
But that wasn't the ultimate fulfillment. That was one level. But all prophecies have a greater fulfillment in the end time.
但是这还不是那节经文的最终印证。我们知道所有的经文都有几层的应验。那这一个是还有更高的印证。
Psalm 23 says, "You have prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies."
诗篇二十三篇说到，你在我敌人面前为我预备筵席，使我的福杯满溢。
Now I know that has a spiritual interpretation for our walk right now, but it also has a marriage supper of the Lamb interpretation.
我知道在我们现在的生活，基督徒生活中，这有一些印证，可是在羔羊的婚宴上就有更高的最终的印证。
Can you imagine the wedding supper of the Lamb?With the king seated right there with you at the table, can you imagine the fragrance that our hearts are going to pour upon him on that day?
你能否想象，当那一天坐在羔羊的婚宴的宴席上，耶稣基督就坐在你对面或者坐在你旁边，那你对着他的那个敬拜，对着他的爱，从你的心里面一直，你的香气就一直倾倒出来。
Picture just the love that one little lady Mary poured out on him. Just that much love filled the whole room.
想象一下，只是玛利亚把她的香膏倾倒出来的时候，整个香气就充满了整个房间。
Can you picture the wedding hall filled with the nations of the bride who have loved not their lives to death and are now seated like royalty?With their love, like a sachet of myrrh pouring out upon the Lord.
你想象一下，在羔羊的婚宴，整个的大厅，从列国来的信徒，他们爱耶稣，他们爱耶稣，以至于死也不爱惜他们自己的性命。那么，当他们把他们的爱倾倒出来的时候，那是多么浓郁的香气，充满整个的羔羊的婚宴。
I can almost see King Yeshua seated there, just.Shutting his eyes and drinking in the love and the adoration and the fragrance of his bride, he finally has us all to himself, and no one will ever separate us again.
你能否想象，我可以闭着眼睛想象耶稣他闭上眼睛，然后吸入这些信徒爱的香气，最终他们不会再分离，与他所爱的人不会再分离。
This is a real dinner with a real king, and we will sit at that table. This is not a fairy tale.
这不是一个童话，这是真实的，就是一位真实的王，一个真实的宴会， 我们会与他在一起，我们要在那一天坐在那个羔羊的婚宴上面。
The worship and the intercession that we lift up now is filling bowls of fragrant incense. It's been caught by the angels and taken up to the throne of God now.
我们现在所献上的敬拜和祷告，就是被天使带着，带到盛满了那个盛到那个香炉里面，盛到那个碗里面。
One of the spices that is mentioned the most often in the Bible is myrrh.
其香料中间的一个很重要的原料就是没药。
It's mentioned 7 times just in the Song of Solomon.
在雅歌之中就提到了七次。
And interestingly, myrrh was presented to the Lord Yeshua at his birth, on the cross, and in his burial.
那在耶稣基督诞生的时候，在他受难的时候，还有在他埋葬他的时候，末药都有提到。
It tells us at the time of his birth in, where is that? Matthew. Well, the wise men brought him myrrh. I can't remember where it is right now.
Yeah, 那个东方的博士给献上了末药。
We can find that easily later. I won't look it up right now. Yeah. The wise men brought him a gift of myrrh when he was born. And when he was on the cross, it says that he was offered myrrh mingled with, I wrote this down somewhere. I can't read my own notes. And I think it was Mark 14, but I can't read my own notes.
Yeah, 一个是东方博士，在耶稣基督诞生的时候献上了末药，在耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，有人拿着就是末药和其他的酒还是醋啊什么混在一起的，可能是马可福音十四章或者十五章里面提到，就是末药和其他的混在一起的给他来喝。
And You see, the Romans would never have offered a condemned criminal myrrh.
你们知道罗马人他们是不会给这个定罪的囚犯没药的。
That would be like buying a $300 bottle of French perfume and offering it to a convicted criminal who was about to be executed. What kind of a soldier would do that?
什么样？这就好像是说买一瓶300多块钱的香水。来给一个囚犯，你想什么样的士兵会这么做呢？
But many, many Jews were crucified by Rome, and the daughters of Jerusalem would prepare a fragrant drink to try to lessen their pain before the crucifixion.
但是有很多以色列人被罗马人钉十字架，所以呢，耶路撒冷的女子他们会预备没药和酒来调和，让他们的那个痛苦来减轻。
Myrrh was the bitterest thing to the taste. It was a horrible bitter thing.
没药非常的苦。
But the smell was so beautiful.
但是香气很浓郁。
So myrrh represents suffering in the Bible.
所以没药在圣经里面代表着受苦。
And the daughters of Jerusalem would prepare wine and myrrh to give to the Jews that were about to be crucified.
所以耶路撒冷的女子会给那将要受钉十字架的人抹药和酒调和。
But Yeshua did not drink it.
但是耶稣并没有喝。
He drank the cup that his father gave him.
他喝了天父所给他的那个杯。
And then when they took his body to treat it for burial, as was the Jewish custom, they dipped rags in myrrh, oil of myrrh, and wrapped it around the body.
所以当他们来埋葬耶稣的时候，他们把那个裹尸布站在这个末药里面，然后缠裹他的身体。
So they wasted the most expensive perfume in the world. They wasted it, hundreds of pounds of it, to dip rags in it to wrap around a dead body that was going into the grave.
所以他们好像是浪费了数百斤的这个100多斤的昂贵的香料末药，然后只是把这个布蘸上香料，然后缠裹他的尸体，这尸体是要到坟墓里的。
They honored all the dead that way with expensive spices that were worth many, many months' wages.
他们是这样来尊荣这样一些死去的人的。
And when Mary and Bethany poured out that meat, we're going to be in the grave 6 days later.
当伯大尼的玛利亚把她的纳达香膏倾倒在耶稣的脚上的时候，这双脚六天之后就要上十字架的。
And the disciple Judas Iscariot was furious at her for breaking open a jar worth a year's wages and pouring it out on Jesus that very night.
加略人犹大对玛利亚的这个举动非常的愤怒，他说这个是一年多的工资，你居然就是把它这样浪费了。所以就在那一天晚上，他决定要卖耶稣。
He said, "What a waste! This perfume was worth a year's wages. In our language, that's probably like $60,000-$70,000, right?"
所以那犹大所说的就是说，这是多浪费啊！这是一年的工资。那照我们现在的计算方法，大概就是6万-7万多块钱吧。
And that she probably was given that by her parents before they died, and she was saving it for her wedding day.
而且这对于玛利亚来说，可能是她最昂贵的财产了，因为这很有可能是她的父母在他们去世之前留给她的，是为她的婚礼准备的。
That would have in those times in that culture, that would have been her inheritance.
在那个时候的文化里面。这一罐香料对他来说就是他的产业。
And in 1 minute, the jar was broken and the entire thing was poured out on the feet of a man who would be dead in 6 days.
可是就在一秒钟之内，这个罐子就打破，然后香膏就倾倒出来，倾倒在这个六天之后就要受死的人身上。
That's love.
这就是爱。
That's called extravagant.Waste my life at your feet, love.
这就是倾倒出来的，叫奢侈的爱，就是把我的生命，把我的爱，好像是倾倒在一个人的身上。
You see, we are called to be a holy priesthood.
我们是被召作为圣洁的祭司。
What is our reasonable offering, since we don't kill animals and offer their blood?
那我们所要献上的是什么呢？因为我们已经不再宰杀牲畜，把他们的血献上了。
How set apart do you want to be? How far do you want to go?
你想要有多么被分别出来？你想要走多远
？What's costly? Let's see, giving up sleep.
什么样的代价对你来说是很昂贵的？是不是放弃睡眠
？For me, that's one of the hardest sacrifices is to give up sleep.To pray and worship.
对我来说，对这种来说是，放弃睡眠是对他最很非常非常挑战的一个奉献。
It's costly. You know you're going to be exhausted the next day.
因为放弃睡眠来敬拜和祷告，对他来说，你知道之后你会非常的疲劳。
Fasting is very costly. You know you're going to feel sick and weak, and you have things you have to do.
禁食也是非常昂贵的代价，因为你知道之后你会非常疲劳，你会软弱，会甚至有生病。
Prayer can be very hard work. How many of you know that?
祷告是非常艰苦的工作，有多少人知道这个？
But the Lord has given us a formula in the scriptures to make prayer so much lighter, so much easier, and so much more enjoyable.
但是主在经文里面给了我们一个模式，让我们的祷告可以更加的，我们可以更加享受这些祷告，可以更加持续这些祷告。
The formula is called harp and bowl.
这个模式就是琴与炉。
You know, when David began to play the first notes on the guitar,
你知道当David 就严光刚开始弹这个吉他的时候
，prayer got real easy, real fast.
所以祷告在那个时候就变得非常的容易，非常快。
Did you notice in your spirit the minute the music was played? I don't know about you, but my spirit was instantly in a place where prayer felt like a really fun thing to do.
我不知道你们，但是从那一刻，那个时候，我立刻就感觉到，就是说，音乐响起的时候，祷告就对我来说是很有趣的事情。
And so all churches are called to be a house of prayer, whether 24/7 or much less than that. They're still called to mingle music and prayer because it gives you sustainable prayer without people getting bored and tired.
所有的教会都被呼召成为祷告的殿，不管是做7天24小时还是更短的时间，但是他们的方式都应该是把音乐、敬拜和祷告联系起来。
You see, we move the Lord's heart with our love offerings, our prayers, our intercessions, and our anointed worship.
当我们把我们有恩膏的敬拜、我们的祷告、我们的爱献给主的时候，他的心就被感动了。
He rushes to meet us when we offer him pure and undefiled incense.
当我们将没有被污染的纯净的香料献给他的时候，他就好像是冲到我们面前来一样。
He has feelings and desires, and it moves his heart to feel that love rising up from the earth.Joining with the prayers of the family in heaven.
他渴慕就是地上的这样一个爱的奉献啊，祷告和敬拜的奉献与天上的奉献，这个香气升上来，加入到天上的奉献里面。
And so, whenever possible, when you have prayer meetings, as many as you schedule, it would be awesome if been among the prayers, backing it up and carrying it, and it will make the prayer more enjoyable.
所以无论什么时候当你们有祷告会的时候就是把音乐不管是任何时候就是音乐作为背景还有彼此交织在一起就会使得祷告更加的持续更加的不那么枯燥
It's not a requirement. Of course your prayers are just as effectual if there's no musician around.
这并不是一个要求，可是因为不管有没有音乐，你们的祷告都是有功效的。
But let's just say that instead of this being a meeting where you have a speaker, let's just say this was supposed to be a two-hour prayer meeting.
举个例子来说，比如说我们现在就是一个2个小时的祷告会。
And let's say our goal that for that meeting was to pray for revival to come to Vancouver and to lessen the destruction of what Bob saw in that vision.
比如说这个祷告会的主题就是说要温哥华这个城市得着复兴使得那个昨天 Bob 看到异象里面就是荒凉毁坏的事情程度降低
So biblically what would be ideal is if even just one person could play a song or two firstAnd then keep the music flowing. As you noticed, when he kept that music flowing at the end, we could have easily gone into a time of prayer. Did you notice that?
他说你们有没有注意到就是即使就是一个人只是弹吉他然后先唱几首一两首歌然后这个音乐继续音乐还在继续那个时候在音乐还继续的时候祷告就会变得非常的容易。
So first we would have prayed in tongues a little bit while he kept the chord pattern flowing.
当他还在弹这个和弦的时候我们可以用方言来祷告。
And then the intercessors, and that really means everybody, would just begin to either come up to the mic and pray certain prayers or from their seats. And maybe after a few minutes, he would sing a few lines about what they just prayed spontaneously.
Yeah.那他还在弹这个和弦的时候我们用方言祷告之后可以有的代祷者其实是每一个人都是代祷者那他们就可以上来用麦克风来做一些简短的祷告之后言光可以继续的可以唱一两句歌词就是用祷告中的话语来做这个先知性的歌唱
So a person might prayLord, have mercy on us, Lord. Do not let the flood waters swallow us up.
也许有一个祷告者、代祷者就会说：“主啊，求你怜悯，求你不要使洪水来吞没我们。”
And maybe David would sing, whether in English or Chinese, he would sing, "Oh Lord, have mercy on Vancouver."
也许严光就会唱，不管是中文还是英文，就会说：“哦，主啊。”哦，主啊，怜悯温哥华。
Do not let the flood waters sweep us away unto death, Lord.
不要让洪水冲没我们。
很好。Lord, remember the children, Lord, they're innocent, God, oh, show mercy.
纪念孩子们纪念孩子们他们是那些无辜的孩子们主啊、显示你的怜悯
Send revival to this city Send revival to Vancouver Then he could get more energetic about it
带下复兴之王、温哥华带下复兴给温哥华然后你可以更加的有更多的这个 活跃的
Do you see how awesome that is and how enjoyable?
你看到这个是我们可以多么享受这个祷告。
It's easier to fill up a two-hour prayer meeting and never be bored because the music just it's like the harp and the bowl go together.
因为和音乐在一起，琴与炉在一起的时候是非常容易带下这个祷告的。
That's with just one musician with a guitar. What if he could get another singer to answer responsively?
严光还只是一个人在唱一把吉他那如果他能够有同伴互相回应来唱的话那我们是更加的美好
Guess who sang the first psalm in the Bible
猜猜是谁唱的第一首这个诗篇
Think it was David
你想是不是大卫啊、David No
The man who sang、
Moses.
the first psalm was Moses
第一首歌是摩西
It's in Exodus 15.
在出埃及记十五章。
It goes on for two pages, so I'm not going to sing it.
一共有两页，这首歌一共有两页，所以我不会把它唱出来。
But Moses sang this amazing song about the righteous judge coming to rescue his bride and destroy the Antichrist armies.
但是摩西唱的是这样一位公义的审判之主，他来施行公义的审判，把他的子民从法老从这个奴役中拯救出来。
And because it's the first song in the Bible, all the Psalms.And all the songs that were ever written are patterned on the Song of Moses.
因为这是圣经里面的第一首歌，所以所有的歌都是按照摩西的歌的这个样式来做出来的。
And then in verse 20, guess what happens?
在二十节，猜猜发生了什么？
Moses' sister Miriam gathers the daughters of Jerusalem, as it were, and she picks up her tambourine, and look what it says in verse 20.
摩西的姐姐米利暗就聚集了这些妇女。
It says, and Miriam answered the song. She sang responsively. She answered, and she sang a different song. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider, he's thrown into the sea.
米利暗他就唱了一首回应的诗歌他在回应摩西说神大大的战胜法老和这个士兵
And so if there was even one other singer working on this little worship team in this little prayer meeting then after David would sing a line the other singer like Miriam would respond with a different prayer that backs up that prayer, like another thought along the same lines, and they would flow together responsively.
那如果有另外一位歌手，那么在严光唱歌之后，有另外一个歌手就可以来回应，即使是很小的祷告会，就可以来回的互动了。
And so, in the world of houses of prayer, they call that antiphonal.Singing, meaning responsive answering lines of music that weren't written before.
所以在祷告之家来说，这种方法就叫做轮唱或者是互相回应的一种敬拜的方式。
And in this practical, shorter version of the manual with Chinese, I give detailed instructions for those that want to try to build prayer meetings around this.House of prayer idea of responsive singing.
在这个简单的小册子里面，就是已经翻成中文的小册子里面，Jill 已经给出了很具体的措施，就是怎么样轮唱的方式，怎么样来回应。
And so for those who have a heart for either worship or intercession in any level,
无论是在如果任何人有心要参与这个敬拜或者是代祷，不论是在什么层次上的。
There are some sitting here and many who are not here this morning that have a calling to a priestly lifestyle.
许多人他们都有这个呼召，有些人甚至不坐在这里，没有坐在这里，但是他们都有一个祭司的呼召。
Some will work in the marketplace and maybe only do their music on Sunday afternoon or one other time in the week.
有些人他们是经商，可他们只能在周末的时候坐在这里来敬拜或者是代祷。
There's nothing wrong with that if that's what they're called to do.
并没有错，只要这是他们的呼召。
But there are set apart ones that the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to your heart that he wants you full time to offer up, whether it's intercession or music or singing or writing songs or just singing the scriptures out loud to create an atmosphere.
但是如果有的人神的灵呼召你，就是要全时间的来祷代祷或者是唱歌唱这些经文或者敬拜的话。
And so as I close now, I want to encourage those of you who are here to find out if any of you are called to be truly set apart unto prayer and worship before the Lord, and your inheritance will be the Lord himself.
如果有我鼓励大家就是自己来寻求神，看看是不是神是这样的来呼召你。如果这样子的话，那你这样做，你的回报就是耶和华就是你的产业。
The cost is high and the reward is high.
代价是很大，可是奖赏也很高。
But the thing is, a priest can't live a double life.
可是中间特别要注意的就是祭司他不能够过双重的生活。
This is a big problem in the Western churches.
这对于西方教会来说，这是一个很大的问题。
It's worse than you could ever imagine.
比你想象的更糟。
There are anointed. I'm not talking about this. I'm just pointing to a stage.
不是说我们哈。
There are anointed musicians on stage that are fantastic singers and singing gorgeous holy songs.
有一些非常出色的音乐家，他们在唱非常棒的歌曲，敬拜歌曲。
And they look great on stage and very much in love with the Lord.
他们在台上好像非常的爱主，而且看起来也非常的属灵。
And they go home and they watch pornography.
可是他们回家之后却看黄色的。
And they watch movies about wizards and vampires and witchcraft.
而且看那些关于巫术啊，吸血鬼啊等等这些。
And they go home and play video games with murder, violence, and sorcery.
或者回家玩这个电子游戏，是有关这个谋杀、巫术等等的。
They gossip and slander and tear down their brothers and sisters with their tongues.
他们说传闲言碎语，用他们的舌头来诋毁他们的弟兄姊妹。
They have envy and greed and ambition in their hearts and love looking great up on the stage.
他们心里面是贪婪和嫉妒，可是喜欢在台上看起来很风光。
And I tell you the truth.
我实在地告诉你们。
It would be better for those hypocrites to have never picked up a guitar and gotten on the worship team than to look like a priest in front of the people and openly, deliberately sin the rest of the week and think that God doesn't see.
对这些假冒伪善的人来说，对这些虚伪的人来说，他宁可，对他来说，他宁可不站在台上，拿着吉他来唱，这样对他来说甚至更好，因为他是，在台上好像是祭司，可是回到生活中却是公开的犯罪。
You know, Esther had to soak her body in myrrh for 6 months before the king would even look at her.
你知道，以斯帖在见王之前，必须有六个月用墨药来抹身。
That means our lives have to be saturated with the fragrance of Yeshua, not just some perfume we put on our dirty souls just to go sing.
意思就是说，我们的生活整个都要生命，整个要被耶稣的香气来浸透，而不是只是好像抹上一点香水，身上很脏，却只是抹上一点点香水。
Can you imagine a pig in the mud?
你能够想象 一头猪滚在泥里？
I'm not blaming pigs. It's not their fault. They're dirty, and I don't eat them, but I'm not against pigs.
我不是责备或者是反对猪哈。虽然我不吃猪，可是因为那就是猪，就是他们就是这么被造的。
I'm just using them as an example here.
我只是用他们举一个例子。
Picture a dirty, stinky pig.
想象一下一只很脏很臭的猪。
And I come up and put a big bow around his neck and sprinkle French perfume on his head.
我来给他们系上一个彩带，哈，在脖子上系上一个彩带，然后给他们撒上香水。
How many of you think you'd still be able to smell the dirt?
你们有多少人想你们还可以闻得到那个脏味儿？
Okay, I know that sounds funny, but I hate to say this, but that's how the Lord feels if he sees someone.Putting on the fragrance of worship and intercession, but their lives inside are saturated with filth and lies and unclean thoughts. He looks at them like a pig wearing perfume. I don't mean that exactly, but kind of.
就并不想要这样讲，可是确实这就是耶稣，他耶稣就是这么感受。当一个人，他只是好像是敬拜祷告一下子。可是生活却是被罪，却是公开的犯罪。主耶稣看他就好像是 一头猪，抹上这个香水。
I'm not saying we're perfect. I sin like anyone else, but I repent.
并不是说我们都是完美的，我也犯罪，但是我悔改。
I wouldn't get up to lead worship if I had a known sin that was hanging over me that I had not asked for forgiveness yet. A known sin.
我如果不是确认我已经任何我知道的罪我已经悔改了，我不能站在台上来带敬拜。
That would be like a high priest going presumptuously into the Holy of Holies and just assuming on God's mercy.
如果是这样的话，就好像是一个大祭司进到至圣所，然后假定我已经纯洁了，我已经干净了。
The Bible says to us, clean your hands and purify your heart.
圣经告诉我们说，洁净你的手，洁净你的心。
And so, if you want to stay in the outer court, you're allowed.
如果你想在只是待在外院，可以。
But if you want to draw near to the person of Yeshua, you can be as close to him for all eternity as you desire and live out now on this earth.
可是，如果你想要靠近主耶稣的话。这个是你可以选择，你可以选择在永恒里面来靠近他，就是像你现在靠近他。
Our eternal position at that table is determined by our life now.
我们
We determine it, not him.
我们在羔羊婚宴，我们在那个婚宴上的位置，永恒里的位置，是由现在我们的位置与他的位置来决定的。
And once a person's spirit is placed in the outer courts of heaven.They can never get closer to the throne than that.
如果一个人在今生，他就是在外院，那他在永恒里面不能进到至圣，不能进到圣所。
It's an awesome place compared to this broken earth, but it's not the throne room.
外院虽然与现在我们这个世界相比是非常非常好了，可是不能够与圣所与至圣所相比。
So how many of you want to dare to come closer now for the reward of being near His person forever?
有多少人现在就想要来靠近他？
If you draw near to him,
如果你靠近
他， He will draw near to you.
如果你靠近他，他必然要靠近你。
Let's do our part, our cleansing that we can do, and let's ask him for grace to do what we can't do.
让我们来做我们需要做的啊，我们自己洁净自己，然后请求主来洁净我们。来帮助我们做我们所不能做到的。
And wake up early and offer him the sacrifice of praise, and he will rush to meet you.
早早的起来，将献上祭物，神他会冲到你的面前来遇见你。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Holy Yehovah, God who sits upon the throne.
坐在宝座上的圣洁的主耶和华啊
，You are surely a good, good Father to us.
你就是我们 最好的父亲。
We desire to bring you a pleasing fragrance in our lives.
我们渴慕将我们生命的馨香来献上给你。
We want the fragrance of our hearts to rise up to you like spices from our garden.
我们渴慕我们心里面的馨香升到你的面前，就如园中的香气一样。
We want the words of our mouth and the songs of our heart to move you and bless you and make you feel happy.
愿我们口中的言语、心里的意念都使你来欢喜。
You are not a cruel taskmaster. You are a loving father.
你不是就是一个让我们单单做工作的人。你是爱我们的父亲。
And you are a jealous bridegroom who will not share his bride with the idols of this world.
你是圣洁祭邪的、充满热情的新郎，不愿意与这个世界的偶像来分享你的心腹。
Lord, I pray that even now, from this short word, that you would stir the hearts of your prayer warriors, your singers, your musicians.
主啊，我呼求你现在仅仅就是借着这个短短的祷告和分享，你就来搅动敬拜代祷者的心。
And I pray that so much incense would arise from this house that you will spare Vancouver much of the calamity that has been prophesied.
主啊，我祷告，愿这个祷告的殿有许多的香，祷告的香升到你的面前，主，使你可以怜悯温哥华，使降低这个毁坏。
And not only from this house, Holy Father, but from all the houses of prayer that this place will spread out its arms of love and reach with this message.
而且不仅仅从这一个教会，而且是各地的教会祷告的殿中升起来祷告的香。
And I pray that your bowls will be full so that the judgments may be lessened against this city.
我祷告你到你的香炉将要盛满了香，所以让你的审判是充满你的怜悯。
And that this prayer and worship would break the strongholds of many who are on the road to hell.
而且砍断任何把人灵魂带向地狱的那些枷锁。
And that a salvation and healing revival will break out in Vancouver because of day and night prayer.
让敬拜和祷告带下温哥华的复兴。
We bless you, Holy One.
我们称颂你，圣洁主。
We love you, our bridegroom king.
我们爱你，我们的新郎，我们的王。
Awaken love in every heart that so desires.
愿你唤醒我们心中的爱情。
In Yeshua's name, Amen.
用主耶稣的名。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
谢谢。